ideas, hundreds of them will be passed. And that means this large program will probably infringe hundreds of patents at once. And the developers of this program will be facing hundreds of potential lawsuits in parallel. And so will the users, because the users can be sued also. It's vital to understand that patent law is nothing like copyright law. Their practical requirements on the public are completely different. It's the practical requirements that they impose on the public that have the effects. Copyright is a restriction on copying a specific work, and it covers the details of expression of that work. So, for instance, if you write a novel, you don't have to be afraid that some stranger can sue you for copyright infringement, because you know you didn't copy it. And as long as you didn't copy it, you're not infringing copyright. But that's not the case for patents, because every patent covers a somewhat general technique or feature. And as you write something, a program or a novel, of course you're using, you're implementing various ideas. Well, those ideas could be patented, but you don't even know it. There's no way you can keep track, because there are hundreds of thousands of software patents. Once the country starts allowing software patents, it ends up with hundreds of thousands of them. There's no way to keep track. And the crucial point is, you can get sued for a combination of things that you thought of on your own. And it doesn't matter that you thought of them on your own. You're going to get sued anyway. So let's look at what it is like. If you are in a country that allows software patents and you want to actually work with the patent system as you develop a program, what are you going to do?